Welcome back to the show, Pat Brady. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. Long time no talk. How you been?
Good. It's been a little while, and I thought, hey, here's somebody that will have an opinion on this, and I went to your LinkedIn. Not only are you going to talk about this later in the month, a talk that is open to the public, but you also explained gerrymandering for those that might not know, and took it back to, was that a governor?
Yeah, 1812, Governor Jerry something in Massachusetts drew a map to benefit him, and it looked like a salamander, a political map, and that's where they call it gerrymandering.
Interesting.
1812. Yeah,
and we have some very interesting maps in this state as well, right? Some that look like dumbbells or C's. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, it's probably one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. But it's been that way for a while. Both sides do it. Both sides are going to. I don't think people realize every 10 years the politicians get to draw maps to elect the people that vote for them. And it's a highly political process. And some states have gotten rid of it and gone to a computer-generated system so they take the politics out of it. But Illinois is very, very gerrymandered.
And we usually do that, like you said, every 10 years during census time. What's happening in Texas is they're hoping to steal the midterms.
Yeah. As you know, the House and the Senate, the U.S. House and Senate, is very close. And the Republicans, and the president in particular, want to keep control of the United States House of Representatives. So they're looking for places where they can pick up seats, because it's, right now they would probably lose if the election were held today. So they're trying to pick up more seats. Texas is a huge state. I think they have 38 congressional districts. They can carve that state up more to make five new Republican congressional districts, theoretically, if they redraw the maps, you know, in between the normal drawing of the map, which, like you said, it's at the beginning of the decade.
Hey, Pat, it's Bertrand.
Yes, sir.
We're no spring chickens, right?
I'm certainly not. You look a lot better than I do.
I was telling Lisa and Kevin earlier about, and maybe you remember better, when the Wisconsin senators invaded Illinois to get away from Scott Walker. And in the end, I don't think it really changed anything, did it?
No, and there's a couple ways to look at this. I think for the Democrats, it's a huge risk. If you're these Texas guys coming up here, people, I think, tend to really get irritated when you're not doing your job. And if you're leaving the state and engaging in these kinds of shenanigans, which is just exactly what happened up in Wisconsin, voters get mad. So I get what they're trying to do, the Democrats, by leaving, but it could backfire on them. But then again, the Republicans are doing the same thing, playing games with the political process. And I'm not sure how well that's going to be received, but you know, they're going to go ahead and do it. But they've got a long way to go. These guys can hang out for a while. And, you know, they've got to get these things done by the end of the year, because they have to get the ballots prepared.
But there's a threat of arrest. What can they be arrested for?
I don't think anything.
Okay.
That's what they're saying, they're going to arrest him. But I'm an attorney, but I looked it up today. I don't know what they would charge him with and who's going to enforce it. Say if they got arrested up here in DuPage County, are they going to? No one's going to enforce that. I think law enforcement, hopefully, here has better things to do than chase around Texas legislators.
Well, there's a different sentiment or temperament around the Justice Department these days. I mean, on the federal issue. What if the president were to send in federal, authorities to try to round these guys up? Is that just as unlikely? I mean, I know Governor Pritzker's
They have to have violated some law in order to be arrested. You can't just arrest people just to do it.
Really?
I don't know what they would have, what law they violated. They might be not showing up to work, but I don't know what law they violated. But
is Jasmine Crockett up here? That's what I want to know. The firebrand that, you know, is always calling the president a different name every day. Is she one of the Texas Democrats who fled?
I haven't seen the list yet, but I assume she's fled too. But I don't know where she is.
Because there are reports that they have the new map. She claims she has seen, you know, a copy of the new map, and it would carve her home out of her district.
Yeah, that's the problem, too. You're going to, the sitting Republicans anyway, have got to be thinking, wait a minute, I just campaigned in this district. This is the district I thought I would have for 10 years. Now you're going to dilute my district, because that's the only way you can do it, is make it make them less Republican, just make more Republican districts. So it's a problem all around. I'm not sure if they can pull this off, but I will say, politically, for Governor Pritzker to be leading the charge on this is probably beneficial for him.
He's aspiring to be the president, right?
Yeah, if he has those aspirations, he looks like he's the guy taking Trump on, which is a good place to be in Democratic politics.
And really the redistricting in Illinois is what forced Adam Kinzinger to resign. He did that 12 hours after the new congressional district map was put out.
Yeah, and it happens every 10 years, and Republicans are just as guilty as Democrats in doing it. Then there is you mentioned it at the beginning, Lisa, there is an effort now to reform that, to take politics out of drawing the maps. But it's got to be, you got to amend the Constitution, so it's got to be a constitutional referendum, which hopefully, led by Bill Daley and Ray LaHood, hopefully they get that done. Because the reality is, all this discussion we're having today, they're not getting the job done that they were elected to do.
Pat, it has to be a state amendment, right? And this is, you're talking about the state constitution.
Yeah. Right. I think 450,000 signatures, and then you put it on the ballot and voters vote on it.
Well, I think voters hate this business, this gerrymandering. I mean, on both sides. I think that not many people support it or like it. And you are going to have Bill Daley and LaHood for that talk. Tell everybody when that's taking place.
Yeah, go to lincolnforum.org. It's August 19th, doing it at the Union League Club, and they're going to lay out, there's a new proposed amendment to the Constitution that's very narrowly tailored to fit the constitutional requirements, they think, and I think, and I think it would be a great development in the state of Illinois that we wouldn't have this process anymore. Like you said, Lisa, everybody hates this.
Yeah.
This is politics at its worst. You're not doing what you're elected to do, so it's just irritating.
But to be a successful amendment, though, Pat, it would also have to pass the legislature with a supermajority, right? I mean, the people hate it, but the...
No. This is a vote.
Okay, okay.
This is the ballot. Okay. Yeah. It gets on the ballot. It's a vote. That's normally how it's done, but if you amend the Constitution to change the process on how the legislature determines the map every 10 years, that's what this will affect. But in previous years, it was struck down by the state Supreme Court as being unconstitutional, but this one is really narrowly tailored to pass constitutional muster, hopefully. Because, like you guys, it is the most irritating issue. It's a bad look for all politicians, I think.
Yeah. And on LinkedIn, you said it's a bipartisan issue. Which it is.
It is.
Hey, they agree on something.
This is one thing we all agree on. This is nonsense.
Great to talk to you, Pat. Have a great day.
You too, Lisa. See ya.